No, the issue of vapes and e-cigarettes and the number of children getting their hands in them is a continually vexed one here in the country. Legislation coming in banning disposable vape sales, but still, and there are now new range of products out there, including tobacco pouches that are being purchased and sold from all sorts of convenience stores here, as well as supermarkets, as well as dedicated vape shops as well. Labour Councillor for Cork City South East, Peter Horgan, has a motion going before the HSE South West Regional Health Forum this morning, asking the HSE to get full control on this and consider limiting the sale of vape products to pharmacy-only sales, as is what happens in Australia. Peter, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me on the programme, first of all.
Good morning, Gary.
How does it work in Australia, and what would your vision of this be if it was to be successful?
So in Australia, what the situation is that since October 2024, we now have a situation where only pharmacies can dispense of vapes. Vapes, in my mind, were, you know, devised as a smoking cessation tool. And as a smoking cessation tool, I think it's right that only pharmacies should be the ones that dispense them. You don't have to have a prescription for them, but you do have to go to a pharmacy. What we're seeing here across Cork, and I've been talking with colleagues of mine in Kerry, like Councillor Terry O'Brien and Councillor Marie Maloney, who's on the HSE forum with me, is that the prevalence of vape shops, the prevalence of vapes in regular shops, you know, it's just overwhelming. And I know there's legislation coming about looking at, presentation of them, a bit like cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the fact is, there's so much out there. And I have three young children. One's only 9 months old. But the two other young children, when we go into a shop, they look at the vapes and they ask me, are they sweets? Can we get them? And that's really concerning. And so what I'm looking to do today is to try and nudge the HSE. And to be fair to the HSE, they have done as much as they can in terms of campaigns, in terms of research into what's happening. I mean, according to the research they have, it's one in five in Ireland aged 15 to 18%. 20% of 15 to 18 year olds are vaping regularly. And that's a real concern. We have no idea what's in this e-liquid that goes onto it as a public health measure. When you look, if you were to hear that one in five 15 to 18 year olds were smoking, you'd be kind of going, no, that's not on. But that they're vaping, it seems to get through the cracks. And what's more concerning is there was a recent report in the Irish Examiner yesterday that the lobbying of TDs, senators and officials by the tobacco and vaping lobby is increasing day on day. And it's a significant concern that they're lobbying people to make sure that they can keep selling the vapes in this manner where they're in our retail shops. And it's just not good enough in my view.
Vapes were never designed for this. They were never designed. They were designed to help people get off smoking, but now they're becoming almost like cigarettes in themselves, and they don't fall within the laws. They're not closed behind blank doors behind the shop. They're brightly coloured. They're watermelon flavoured, mint flavoured. And now we have these tobacco pouches as well, which are for sale widespread everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And like, David, the tobacco pouches, and thankfully there was another motion of mine by the forum that the HSE would work to kind of reduce that impact. But if you look at, no, I didn't go to Electric Picnic, but friends of mine did go to Electric Picnic, and the reports back to me was that those tobacco pouches were everywhere. And this is something that, you know, teenagers are doing. They're slipping them under the tongue, under the lip throughout the day to get that nicotine contact high throughout the day. I mean, we've had instances where vapes that were described as nicotine-free were found out after to have more nicotine in them than the nicotine-advertised ones. So, like, the idea that, you know, it's a smoking cessation tool, I do think they're effective. There are friends of mine who smoke who have now moved to vapes, and they're saying that they feel better. They feel their lungs feel healthier. They're spending less money. But ultimately, you know, that cohort, and I'm in my late 30s, do you know, the tobacco lobby got that cohort already. What the tobacco lobby are trying to do now with vapes is to capture the younger generations, as I said, the 15 to 18 year olds and younger, to loop them into the vaping industry so that they have a customer then for life again.
Yeah, so you put them behind the counter in a pharmacist, close them off from your convenience stores, your supermarkets, and your purposed vape-only shops.
That would be my preference, and I would like to see the government move towards that. I'm in discussions with my party health spokesperson Marie Sherlock on this. It isn't party policy. This is me. It's almost a solo run, if you will, but it's not our party policy. It's something that I'll be engaging with colleagues on. But I just want to see from the HSE today, do they have research on the impact on of this pharmacy-only proposal? And if they don't have research, will they do research? Because, you know, if we're going to bring in legislation, it can't be based off anecdotes. It has to be evidence-based. But the evidence from Australia is that now that fewer school-age children are vaping since the ban, and the rates among 14 to 17-year-olds fell from 17.5% at the start of 2023 to 14.6% in April last year. And what they're saying in Australia is that it's now gone in the black market, the vapes. And that is the a natural knock-on. But because it went on the black market and the illegal sales, the price has absolutely shot up, which means that it's kept people of a younger age from buying them. So it's had the intended impact over there. And will this have an impact, you know, on people who want to buy vapes in a shop? It will. But those who want to buy vapes in a shop can still go to their pharmacy if a pharmacy stocks them. Do you know? So it's not like taking them up. I would prefer to see them gone completely, but like as a smoking cessation tool, they are effective. They do have a remit, and you can, if you want to use them as a smoking cessation tool or as, you know, something to move on from cigarettes, you can go to your pharmacy like you would go to your pharmacy to get nicotine gum. Do you know? That's what needs to be done.
Indeed. Okay, listen, Peter, we'll see what the response from the HSE is today. Thanks for talking to us about it on the programme. That's Labour Councillor for Cork City South East, Peter Horgan, with that proposal.